boys, and hey there, girls! Welcome back to your favorite time of the week! It's What Did I Order? That's right, it's a place where the weirdness is really weird, and the fuckery's always happening. So without further ado, let's turn it over to everybody's favorite master of ceremonies, it's...
Welcome back to What Did I Order? This is everybody's favorite master of ceremonies. I'm my mother's favorite son, Heath, aka Ordering Toys on Instagram, and we're just gonna jump into a few things. Not a whole lot of what's on my mind this week. I was lucky enough to go ahead and jump in and get everybody an early Christmas present. I reached out and I found the guy, the man who is adopting 1/3 of his local senior class just so he can send them to college on his own dime. My good friend and your good friend, Mr. Jade McDuck. Welcome back, sir.
I'm back. What's up, Heath?
Not much, man. Not much. Just living life yourself.
Dude, yeah, doing the same. A lot has changed since I've been behind a microphone. But, yeah, dude, we're doing good. We're just L-I-V-I-N, man.
Right on, man. I mean, you made the big move. You've added, you know, some more feet to the house. You're in a new city.
Things have gotten a little out of hand, to say the least.
Absolutely. I guess the important question here that everybody is wanting to know is, what's going on? Like, I mean, what are you doing as far as collecting going? Like, catch us up to what's been going on as far as your nerddom.
My collecting habits have changed a lot. So, a lot of you know I've been collecting everything for a really long time. I have since stopped that. Pretty much focused on legions, cosmic legions, mythic legions. I've attended 2 legions cons in a row, and I've just been pouring my heart and soul into that. Like, that's been my outlet. Been offloading everything. I mean, and I'm talking everything. Mando, everything. I'm totally out. I've really sparked this, like, creative, I guess I struck a creative nerve, and I've just been kind of running with it, man. So doing a lot of customizing, painting, kit bashing, just having a lot of fun with the Legions line. And that's all I've really been doing, man. You know, my favorite comic book store, The Hive, James has changed his professional life so that The Hive no longer exists. So I've been out of books. I've been just kind of doing that, man. Really, really channeling the creative side for sure.
I'm not sure if anybody else is keeping up with it, but like, I've been loving seeing you post up your paints and your customs. I mean, I know that's one of those things that a lot of people who are into Mythic Legions do. They get into customizing, but like, the one you most recently posted up, which is a member of the Exiles, like that paint job you got in going on, that just looks awesome. I like the cloth goods, like, so that's really fun to watch.
I appreciate that, man. It has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then I'm not sure the alien head from the Cosmic Legions that you had behind that one. Did you do the purple? Because that wash and the glow in the eyes is amazing.
So I did the purple. So that's one of the extra heads from the Tusk Engineer. It comes in black. It has the red eyes with the yellow pupils. I did the purple paint, and then I actually painted over the eyes. So I had to go back and repaint the eyes, which I'm actually really proud of that. I thought I kind of nailed the eyes there.
Yeah, I think you did an amazing job on that one. But yeah, man, that's fun. And I mean, was business just down at the Hive, or was it something that, you know, he had to do? Just
a little bit of everything, man. I didn't really ask a whole lot, but yeah, a little bit of everything, I think.
Yeah.
The economic situation we're all in, inflation, you know, still recovering from COVID, trying to, you know, that was one thing, is he survived COVID where a lot of people didn't survive COVID.
Absolutely.
But playing a lot of catch up from that had a lot to do with it. And then just Midland, Texas is changing too, right? Like, people are moving out. I've moved out since then. Like, it's just one of those things, man. It's one of those towns where people come and go and no one really ever stays. So
yeah.
I have a question to ask you, Heath. Am I your first Wadio guest host?
That is not blood related to me or lives in this house. Absolutely.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. So yes, you are
in that room. They haven't been on this show.
Nobody, this is, it's one of those things that it's just an outlet to get things out of my mind. So a lot of times,
Yes,
like
it is.
I wake up at like, I wake up at 2:20 every morning for work. And even if I don't set an alarm, most of the time on the weekends, I'm up by 2:40. So I'll get my cup of coffee in, I'll get with the dogs, and then I just start recording. Just I'll make some quick notes if there's something I see that happens throughout the week, and I just jump into it.
I've really enjoyed listening, man. Like, I don't listen, my collecting habits have changed. My podcasting listening has changed. Like, your show is one of the shows I listen to consistently.
Thank you.
It's a lot of fun, seeing you start from our show and then ending up here. Like, it's especially because I mean, you're talking to the guys, you're talking to the crowd, but it's you, man. It's the one man band.
Yeah, and I mean it's one of those things where it's almost like an outlet just because the accountant is so supportive and is really just lets me do my thing. I've got my room, but it's not like stuff I can really get into with her. And me and you text back all the time. I text Gil, my buddy Justin and Colby are local, but our work schedules generally don't line up. So there's a lot of texting, but there's not like always a lot of that like, let me just get the stupidity out of me. Let me just make some jokes. So that's all that Wadio is, and that's why like what how it works out doesn't really lend itself because like, hey, I'm gonna record at 3:30 Central Time or 3:30 a.m. Central Time. Are you interested? So when
Yeah.
stuff like this happens, it's
Sure,
like
man, shoot me a text.
I've got to put it on the counter. I'm like, hey, this is different. But yeah, I just love it. Now, I do have another question for you, Jade. What would you say if I told you my penis was in the Guinness Book of World Records?
I would ask you one of two things. Is it in text or is it physically there?
That's a great way of answering that one. Because when I showed the librarian, she told me to get my dick out of that book.
I kind of saw where that one was going, man. You do get a couple past me, though. I will say throughout the week, I get a couple, a chuckle here and there, man. You do get a couple past me for sure. I don't have any good ones recently, man. The dad joke well has been pretty dry since we've introduced a baby. I've been
Yeah.
on baby duty.
I mean, it's you're in the same boat as me, is like you're kind of interacting with people all over the place, but I'm in that place where a lot of times I'm people's outlet because they're not interacting with a lot of people outside of like their immediate coworkers. So when they get somebody in, they can kind of flush out all the crazy jokes they have onto me. So I get to pick up some here and there.
100%.
Where I think you're a little bit more, even though it's the Wild West of the oil field, I think you still have a little bit more professionalism to a lot of your people.
I'm tuned in, man. I'm tuned in. I want to, in the true spirit of Wadia, I want to go off on a tangent here. I went
Please.
to out to pizza with some of my coworkers today. Everyone knows I work in oil and gas. It's kind of a, it's a boys club kind of thing, right? At a lot of places. We went out to eat for pizza at this place by our shop, which happened to be connected to this humongous comic book and collectibles store. Shout out to Space Cadets in Houston, Texas. And I couldn't go walk around or poke around or anything, man. We were there for lunch, it was a kind of a lunch thing. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It was one of those you show a little restraint, which my collecting has totally changed anyway, but it was a cool environment to, have some pizza at, and good pizza.
Oh, that's awesome. That's one of those things where I really like if say like I'm in a Walmart because the company I work for, we do a lot of business with Walmart. Most of the time we're there really early in the morning. I might like stop and go use the restroom. And a lot of times with how Walmarts have re like structured the toys are in the back, I might go jump in and kind of take a quick gander. But that's like as far as I'm really getting out to hunt. It's not
Dude, I
like
haven't been in a retail store and I couldn't tell you how long. It hasn't been in this town, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, wow. You guys have been down there right
Almost
under a
6 months.
year?
Yeah, almost 6 months. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's less than
Yeah.
I remember.
I haven't set foot in one of those places, man. It just, that's how much it's changed for sure.
Yeah. But I mean, everything changes. We all grow. I mean, I'm still shocked that, you know, when you were kind of downsizing your collecting, you were just, you know, working off your vintage collection. I'm like, what? And now, like, I mean, just blasting stuff out.
I am almost, I would say I'm about 85% through all my stuff.
Man. But hey, I mean, I totally get it. I collect a little bit of anything and everything, but if it's not something I'm interested in, I'm not even going to waste my time.
That's why you got, that's what you got to do. Have you ever had Happy Dad seltzer?
No, I haven't had Happy Dad seltzer. Is it good?
They're good. They're gluten-free, and they have electrolytes. So this has kind of been my lawnmowing drink of the summer. That's obviously we're in the winter now, but I've got a couple of in the fridge. I just busted one open. They're okay. It's a seltzer. They all kind of taste like shit, but yeah, they're good.
So I don't know, like, how widespread their distribution is, but I love the Sonic seltzers. I've talked about
them. I've never seen them, I don't think.
Yeah, I've gotten them at Walmart here locally. I can't think of any of our other grocery store chains, but yeah, the blue coconut.
Do they have ocean water?
They have ocean water.
Yes, that's the only one you need.
Yeah, they have cherry limeade. They have limeade. There's a mango. Maybe it's an orange. I can't remember. But I love that one. But we're getting off into dark beer season for me, even though for like sure.
For sure. The kind of the thing of this was is it has electrolytes, right? It's got what plants love. It's I just thought like what the dude, I've been taking these on the golf course, like that, you know. They've just been it's just like a Gatorade with a seltzer in it, right?
Absolutely. That reminds me, there's a brewery up in Dallas, and I can't remember what they're called right now, but my buddy Justin turned me on to them. They do Gatorade flavored beer, which has electrolytes in it. Wow. And when they do the Blue Glacier, like me and Justin will shoot up to Dallas to buy a couple six packs apiece.
Isn't that funny how most Gatorade flavors are just the color? It's not like, oh yeah, I'll have a lemon lime or an orange or whatever fruit is blue supposed to be. Yeah, it's like, no, you eat the blue flavor, the purple flavor, the yellow, or an orange. Like, you know, it's just, I always thought that was funny. I just wanted to, I'm trying to stay in the vein of Wadio here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's be completely honest. I mean, who made Gatorade? The University of Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Gatorade for their team. They weren't putting a whole lot of thought in it. They couldn't get flavors out. It's like blue. That's about as smart as that.
Blue diet and tell everybody that it's Blue Glacier.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But, fruit punch, I guess, is probably, at one point, probably the most common Gatorade flavor, I would imagine, like in the 80s and 90s. When was Gatorade invented? 90s? 80s?
I'm gonna guess early 80s. I mean, it feels like that. I've never looked into it, to be honest with you.
You remember the glass bottles?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Wow, 1965. We were all right.
Wow. Man, that's crazy. Here's a white
glass bottle was in 67 to 89. So those glass bottles we had or saw were probably some gas station stragglers.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, here's a white trash story for you. My dad used to take us out to like a big kind of like empty like cement field or cement factory.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd line up cans, beer cans, and, you know, that's how he taught us how to shoot pistols and rifles. And I remember, like, he just had, like, a half dozen of those glass Gatorade bottles and just practicing shooting, blowing up glass bottles.
Oh, yeah, 100%, man. Been there. Busted many a bottle and can in my day. You a Red Ryder guy?
No. I can't remember the pellet gun that my mother still has it, but it's a pellet gun. It's just a single pump, but I never had a Red Ryder.
Yeah, we were always Red Ryder guys.
Classic.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely not. There's a whole movie dedicated to it that I watch every Christmas.
That's true. We're in the Christmas season, man. So are you a watch Christmas movie every day throughout the holiday season guy, family? Are you a watch Christmas movies a week leading up to Christmas? What's the Christmas situation in your house, movie-wise?
So it's more of like if I get to sit down and watch TV. If I'm with the kids, yeah, we'll toss on an animated movie. You know, it might be some of the classics, Frosty, Rudolph. But we, like, I've got like my list of Christmas movies I'm gonna get in every year. I'm gonna watch Christmas Vacation. I'm gonna watch Die Hard. It's not a Christmas.
What's your Mount Rushmore of Christmas movies?
Oh man, definitely Family Vac or Christmas Vacation. I absolutely love Christmas Vacation. I love Elf. Oh, probably gonna go Frosty the Snowman. Or not Frosty the Snowman. What's the Santa Claus movie? The claymation one.
Misfit Toys.
Yeah, with the Island of Misfit Toys. I'm drawing a giant blank on the name right now. I love that. And then, again, drawing a giant blank. I just was in my head.
It's December 1st, people. We're just getting started. I'm sure
Yeah.
it'll update accordingly.
But what about yourself?
Okay, so we're all month long. Actually, Christmas here starts right about the time the last trick-or-treater leaves our house. So, man, we get into it, and we get into it pretty thick. But I'd say my Mount Rushmore of Christmas movies is probably, we're probably gonna have Elf in there. I'm gonna name off five. We're gonna have Elf. We're gonna have Jingle All the Way. Classic. Love that movie. A Christmas Story, but I don't watch A Christmas Story till Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. It's the only time I'll watch it. The Grinch, the animated Grinch, has superseded everything else. And we always watch It's Christmas, Charlie Brown.
That was the one I couldn't think of. Like as you were saying it, I was like, "It's Chris." I like how like Charlie Brown's right there. Like I'm a giant Peanuts fan, so yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I think we're on DVD, maybe. We actually just hooked up our DVD player so we could watch it the other night.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much any of the major holidays, I try to catch a Peanuts version of it. I can't tell you how many times I've watched It's the Great Pumpkin.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know why it wasn't coming to me, but I love that. That would be mine. And of course, massive Arnold Schwarzenegger fan. Who doesn't love Jingle All the Way?
Yeah, that wasn't one. I don't think my wife really was like, it was in her Christmas catalog until recently, but like it's so good, dude.
Yeah.
That's just like that's an absolute classic with Sinbad as like the evil postman, like
Yep.
oh, so good. Pure 90s.
And then who's the cop that keeps getting jacked up the entire time?
Oh, dude, as many times as I've watched it, I couldn't tell you.
It's like I know his face, and then the SNL actor that was the douchey neighbor trying to sneak in up on his wife.
Yes, Troy. Isn't he Troy McClure in The Simpsons?
Yeah, yes.
Hartman.
Yes, Phil Hartman. Terrible story there. Still can't believe, like, there's just the craziness of how he died.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you're a big Futurama guy, but like Zap Brannigan was written for Phil Hartman. That was like supposed to be his character.
That would have been great. I mean,
I
I
mean,
don't know who
Zap
does.
Brannigan, absolute all-time best character. You know,
Oh,
he's a
yeah.
top-time animated character.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, so anime characters. And I mean, I know me and you share a love of King of the Hill. Where do you fall on like the reveal of Boone Howard's actual profession?
Meh, whatever. It's fun, right? It's a payoff for the people who watch it.
I mean, it's not revealed until the last season. It's not even the last episode. It's somewhere just off in the middle. But just to find out that like all this time, you kind of think he's like a day laborer, like a construction foreman. It's what I always got the feel for. And it turns out he's a he's a Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah,
what in the
that's it.
world?
It does kind of make sense there at the end of it. I wonder where they're going to go with the King of the Hill remake.
I hope it happens. I have so many questions for how they'll fit things in there, but yeah, I can totally like I'm excited. Let's see what happens. Lucky and Luann are gone, so we have to see how that works.
And Day and Dale.
Ah, shit, Dale, don't bring that up. Well,
One thing I've been texting you a lot about, or at least sharing with you on Instagram, is my newfound, I wouldn't say love, but maybe an appreciation for like Japanese pop metal. Let's talk about this. What the hell is Japanese pop metal? It's so mesmerizing. It's pretty amazing. I probably could pull something up while you share your thoughts on it.
So I love all sorts of music. I do not have to understand the lyrics for it to be like good to me. I just want to hear like everything flow and work together. And sometimes things not working together I think is amazing. But what is it? Baby metal, I think, is the big one.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
I'm gonna play a little clip here. I want to, you know, I don't want you to get a DNC strike or anything, but. This strikes me as something that probably is like at the opening credits of like one of those shows Gil and Matt and all them watch. You know, the ones with all the tentacles and whatnot. But, amazing. Like, who would have thought?
Well, I mean, you're combining metal, you're combining pop, synthesizers in there, which is kind of already, you know, kind of standard in K-pop. Then you have the clean vocals, the heavy vocals. I'm not sure if what you just played is like one vocalist who's going through those extremes on the ranges. No,
there's one main vocalist, but there's like four or five of them singing like almost in like a K-pop fashion.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you break it down, like the writing is definitely like without being immersed in that scene, I don't know how unique it is, but when you're not used to that sound, it's very like, you know, kind of like ear catching. You're like, oh, okay, I can see this
working. I'm sure you'll give us a cleaner recording than just off my phone, but yeah, pretty amazing. A lot of things about Japanese culture I didn't really think about. That's one of them. The metal scene, apparently pretty large. Japanese metal is definitely a thing.
Oh yeah, and
can we talk about Japanese culture? NCAA. Sports casting,
dude. You sent me that, and I mean, I know baseball is like a big thing in Japan. I wasn't expecting NCAA football, but those announcers were going off.
Well, you think the Spanish telecast for the Cowboys is amazing? Listen to the Japanese broadcast of an SEC Alabama versus Auburn game.
Yeah,
dude, what? Why is it so good?
I mean, but here's the thing, and I think this goes along with anything. Good announcing makes everything better. Like,
it's all inflection, right?
Yeah, it's just, are you telling the story correctly, and where are you putting it? I think that's one of the reasons Goff is so boring to me. And now he's going for the putt. It's 6 feet. Beautiful. Like, I mean, get me the guy that's doing Spanish, you know, language soccer. I'd probably be like, yeah, let's do this.
Draining putts, yeah. Yeah.
Like, get me what are the two characters that do the commentary in Dodgeball an Underdog Story?
Cotton that is, I can't think of their names. They keep talking, I'll look it up.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was also, if you ever watched the Putt-Putt show that was on, I think it did two seasons, the commentary by Rob Riggle, like, made the show. I mean, it's
Gary Cole and Jason Bateman.
Yes, Jason Bateman. I always want to say Reese Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah. I did watch that Putt-Putt show a little bit. Who was, you might have said this, but it was Ron Riggle and somebody else, right?
Yeah, Seth Curry was like the host, Rob Riggle, right. And I can't remember the name of the other guy, but he's like a legit college sports announcer sitting there with Rob Riggle.
Joe Buck even. We've also watched a few episodes of Wipeout recently where John Cena was the host.
Oh, I have not seen that one. I've seen plenty of Wipeout, but I've not seen any of the John Cena commentary episodes. That must be amazing.
Let's talk about this a little bit. Since I've last been behind a microphone, I have a newfound appreciation for wrestling, too. So you've been there to answer all my wrestling questions.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what the hell? Wrestling is, it's electric. It's still really fun. Really hard to follow the storylines. Shawn Michaels still runs everything, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, so I had to look into this one a while ago because I didn't realize this, but Triple H used to run the developmental show and that whole program, and then Triple H got pulled up to do the writing for
NXT, right?
Yeah, he was over NXT, and now he's over Raw and SmackDown since the whole merger and all the shit that, you know, Vince McMahon got caught, like, banging his secretaries and paying them out tons of money for hush money and all that jazz. I don't know where all that's going, but Triple H is now running the main show, and Shawn Michaels was brought in to run. And if there's anybody that has aged like a dried-out dog turd, it's Shawn Michaels. But he is still one of the greatest in-ring pro wrestlers of all time. So,
also Ric Flair's favorite wrestler of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard Ric Flair say that. And, I mean, coming from the person that I think, you know, hardcore wrestling fans all over the world will say is like the best in-ring talent, for him to say that Shawn Michaels is his favorite wrestler, I think that goes a long way.
Speaking of Legions, Con, I actually got to spend some time in line with one of the referees from Raw. I don't know his name, though. Gil would know. He's probably screaming at the because he kind of geeked out on, you know, after meeting him. And I was like, oh, dude, I hung out with him online. I didn't know he was a WWE referee. But, yeah, they had a show in D.C., so he made a stop at Legion's Con for a couple days. That was pretty fun.
That's awesome. It's, you know, I know that there's a lot of nerds as far as, like, wrestling goes, and especially with the WWE. But, it's, you know, a referee's hanging out at Legion Con, that's awesome.
He actually bought a really nice – Matt's first custom was, like a lion – with like stone armor gladiator, and mm-hmm. He actually purchased that from Matt on the last day. It was really cool.
That's awesome. That's really cool. I mean, I know like back in the day, Cody Rhodes, he used to actually have the Legend of Zelda, was it Trigon logo on his boots? He stopped doing that after.
Dude, asking the wrong person.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not the biggest Legend of Zelda fan, but I recognize, you know, the triangle made out of three triangles or four triangles, and, you know, it's three colored and one negative. So I know that he's a big, you know, video game fan. What was it? There's one guy that actually used to travel with, like, a briefcase setup with his Xbox, and it had, like, its own power pack, but it was an actual Xbox with its, you know, screen, and I mean, he would pull this thing out on planes, be sitting there on, like, you know, a full size, you know, computer monitor with his Xbox, and just, you know, and I mean, we're talking about like a world champion. I cannot remember the guy's name.
They're real people too.
Yeah. But I mean, they're nerds like everybody else.
Yeah, it's cool. It's hip to be square, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. He's one of the main champions. I think his name's Seth Rollins. A couple of years ago, his WrestleMania tights were Tron-inspired. I remember seeing that and thinking that was pretty fun as well.
Nice. That's pretty cool. I'm still trying to look up what this ref's name is.
Is it Minnie Nate?
No.
There was a referee back in the day that he looked like a miniature version of like Ric Flair. Back when Ric Flair had, like, long hair.
That's funny. The first thing I looked at in 2016, Lil Nate. No, I'd have to see. I don't know. But it was cool to meet him. Yeah, Legion's Con was cool. That was a, this year, bigger hotel. All the guys showed up. It was a lot of fun, man. We had a pretty good showing at our table, man. So.
That's awesome. I mean, it's one of those things where I'm like, I would love just to go for the camaraderie of it, but at the same time, I've been enjoying the Cosmic Legions, but I'm still not the biggest Mythic Legion fan. I appreciate cool designs, and I think that Four Horsemen's tearing it up. You know, everybody just saw the, at the time of us recording this, saw, like, that they're releasing another Figure Obscura tomorrow morning. I'm sure you're going to have an alarm set so you can just wake up and just snag that off.
Maybe, man. Even my purchasing habits have changed. Like, I've really been like a do I need it kind of guy. Like, mm-hmm. and especially with customizing, like, are there pieces I can use? That's really important too.
See, that's one of those things that I find so interesting about the myths that Legion customizing is, even if I jump on eBay and kind of look around, there's not cheap like pieces. You might like find like people who are 3D printing things at a decent price, but even looking at like just pieces to buy for customization, looks like it's still kind of like a decent market on that.
Oh, I think Gil made an absolute killing just selling pieces and fodder at yeah. JinsCon.
Oh, it does not surprise me whatsoever. But that is, I'll say this. You see great customizers for every like major line. I think some of the most creative things that I've seen as far as toy customizers is definitely in the Mythic Legions. Like, I mean, people make their own factions that fit into that world, and
it is pretty far out. And I think that's why the line has become so popular, is because like it makes anybody feel like a full-fledged toy customizer.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm still super impressed. I can't remember the guy who did it, but he did the entire, you know, Avengers in, you know, Legion style. I've seen Ninja Turtles in the Legion
style.
That
was Emil.
Yes, that's who it was.
Yeah, we actually, he's been our ride home, you know, ride to the airport buddy both years, which has been a lot of fun because Gil and Matt torture him through 7-Eleven gas station snacks. I don't know if you saw that video, but
I did.
Did not have a palate for Lemon Lays.
You know, growing up in Texas, being around authentic and Tex-Mex, it's an acquired flavor. It's definitely an acquired flavor. Not for everybody.
Yeah, I think like that whole Lemon, you know, salt, spice, acidic thing, like that's almost uniquely Texan, I feel like. Probably the California boys are not going to agree, but I think that's like a uniquely Texas thing.
Yeah.
You got some weird like headlines for us? Some like Wadio headlines?
Oh, man, we can definitely jump in stuff like that. There was something.
Yeah, dude, I want to Wadio it up.
Okay. Okay. So this one I absolutely love. You've heard of Liquid Death, right?
Yes, it's a sparkling water in a can, sometimes flat water in a can. It costs $4 a can.
Mm-hmm. So did you know back in the spring they released their own line of teas?
I had absolutely no idea.
So Grim Leafer, love it. It's just sweet tea, Black Earl, okay? Rest in Peaches, peach tea. I love peach tea. Then they also released the Armless Palmer. Any guesses?
Zero.
Okay, so you're not familiar with the Arnold Palmer? Half tea, half lemonade?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So, Armless Palmer.
Armless Palmer.
Yeah, they got threatened with a lawsuit from the Arnold Palmer estate. So, they renamed it.
Restaurants don't even call it an Arnold Palmer anymore.
What's that?
I think that most restaurants don't even call it that anymore. I think they are
threatening everybody.
Half and half. Yep, even at a golf course, it's a half and half.
Yeah. So, but no, they've renamed it. So like the next runs that start hitting stores when, as they're working through things, it's just going to be called Dead Billionaire.
Damn. It's pretty good.
Like, it's like, okay, you're going to give us a hard time on this one. We'll just make it even shittier.
You know, I've thought about this quite a bit in the whole water, canned and bottled thing. Probably thought about it more than I should have. What a weird concept. When we were kids, that wasn't a thing. That wasn't a, hey, go pick up a bottle of water when you go to the gas station. Totally not a thing. Pretty interesting to see how far that's coming. I mean, that's, I don't know about you, that's, I probably consume 90% of my water that way.
Well, you know, it's kind of like that weird hippie thing in me. Especially for work, I carry one giant gallon size metal bottle of water. Mm-hmm. And then I have like a regular size bottle. It's metal, insulated. They keep it cold when it's hot. It's cold when it's cold. So the idea of buying bottled water, I just don't like doing it. If I'm going to go into a gas station, I'm probably going to grab an energy drink, but I also even like to make my own coffee at the house, where if I'm getting coffee from someplace, I'll just go ahead and pour it into my thermos. So the whole bottled water revolution thing that's happened in the last 25 years, like, just absolutely not. It's like, I'm not going to pay you $5 for Chuck Norris water because you guys have a pH balance and you put Chuck Norris's face on it. Do
I
I love
wonder if
Chuck Norris?
anybody
Yeah,
outside of
absolutely.
Texas has had Chuck Norris water.
If not, I hope they've been roundhouse in the face.
Yeah, I was in a gas station in Brownwood, Texas, and maybe a Kent Quick, something like that. But yeah, Chuck Norris brand water. That's what they had. That was the house brand.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't blame you. I mean, if you got a product that, is it a higher acidic level? Is it a lower acidic level? Or is it
High
just basically?
pH, yeah, so
Okay.
low aesthetic.
So it's one of those things that, they've got their twist on it. I drink a lot of carbonated water because when you drink so much water, sometimes you're like, I just need a little something,
Just
but I still need to
slithering
go on it.
around, yeah.
Yeah, just a hint of flavor. So I've actually been looking at buying a soda stream. I'll carbonate my own damn water. I'm gonna
My
make this
favorite
cheaper.
water definitely has been beer, especially lately.
Hey, once it starts cooling off, it's a lot easier to drink beer for me. And we have definitely been cooling off. And yesterday we were cooled off and I was soaking wet and I felt like I lost one of my testicles as it was cold enough for that to happen.
It was pretty rough yesterday, man. We got a lot of rain here, but it's been really, really high humidity.
Yeah, our humidity's gone down the last couple of weeks, but I mean, you are super close to the ocean, plus you live in the middle of a swamp, so
We're in the Gulf, baby.
yep. I
We
love
went
the
from the
city,
high desert to the Gulf. Look at us.
but hey, it's a great city. The traffic sucks, but there's so much to do. You got one of the greatest baseball teams in the world there, and
I gotta say, hold on, let's change subjects here because nobody cares about the Astros. Let's change subjects here. Heath, I want to go ahead and say I never struck you as a jammies guy. I don't have my camera on, so I mean, but I'm wearing regular street clothes. You, my man, are straight up in a matching jammie set, and I never struck
absolutely.
you as a jammie guy.
It only happens in the month of December because all my, like, I have sleep pants, and that's mainly what I wear. Like, I just put on some sleep pants, or I dry off from the shower, put on some sleep pants, jump in bed. But come December, it's, in Christmas time, I've got, the Chris or the Star Wars Christmas sets, and we have these as families, like matching sets we have. But this was
As you do.
from some Christmas pictures a couple years ago. But yeah, I'm gonna wear my PJ sets throughout the month of December.
That's fancy, dude. Yeah, I just didn't. I never struck you as a jammy guy, dude. I learn something about you every day.
Oh, like I said, I'm not, but for this month, I
You'll never be able to convince me that you aren't. Sorry.
am. Hey, I'll do anything for the accountant. She puts up with enough of my shit. She wants the family to have matching PJs. We're having matching PJs.
Goddamn right.
Oh, man. She's actually heading off to New York next weekend for like a long weekend with some friends. And I'm like, man, what am I gonna do
She going to see
for.
any shows or anything? I know you guys are fond of the stage.
I know that there's something she's wanting to see, but I don't recall. A lot of times when it doesn't involve me, I do kind of get the peanuts thing going on, which is like, wah, 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 wah. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool, honey. But yeah, has come through Dallas lately that we've really just been like, yeah, we gotta go see that.
Man, nothing here either. Again, I've only been here about 6 months. Actually, I keep finding out about things the day after they happened. Like, oh, dude, Charlie Crockett played in the Woodlands, which is where I live,
Oh,
just,
shit.
yesterday. And oh, he did like a 3-hour set. Like, what? I had no idea. With that being said, I don't know how hip you are to newer comedians, but we're going to see Shane Gillis next weekend here in Houston.
Oh, awesome. That'd be fun.
Become one of my favorites because he's just a bro, dude. He's a 90s bro and he's bringing it back.
And
oh, absolutely.
I can dig that.
Yeah. Now, I do have to say this, and this is a crazy story, but I want you to hear this one. So there's this Oklahoma guy that has got his pilot's license, and that's already the most ridiculous part of the story, that somebody from that state is intelligent enough to be a pilot. But he's moved up to Michigan, and he's doing private like plane trips. So there's a father and a son. They're on the plane, and they're like an hour into this like private tour, and when one of the engines goes out, and the pilot turns to him, he's like, "Guys, there's only two parachutes on this plane. I've got a wife and kids." He grabs one of the parachutes, out the door he goes, and the father turns to the son. He goes, "Son, you take that parachute. You live a great life. Tell your mother I love her." And the kid looks at his dad and he goes, "Dad, we can both see mom again. The pilot grabbed my Bluey backpack."
Oh my God. Of course. Have you guys bought the Bluey game on Nintendo?
No, we haven't. We probably should. I'm probably going to put that to the cart and get that as a Christmas present now that you say that.
Yeah, I think that's where we're at on it too. We're right at that stage of like, you know, we could probably play video games now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. The Firstborn has definitely been one of my favorite comrades to play Fortnite with. He's pretty good. I sometimes drag him down. So he's gotten a lot better at that. But he's also really big into Minecraft lately. And so I'm like, you know, he plays it by himself. He's building stuff in his own little world. I don't have to worry about, you know, creeps trying to talk to him or anything like that. So I'm like, you know what? If that's what you're into, I'm not going to give you a hard time.
Just, yeah, keep them off the internet and let them do their thing.
Yeah. But, man, it's one of those things, like, you know, you just feel like you're constantly walking a fine line. You want to be the good fun dad, but at the same time, you know what's right and wrong. And, you know, when you see those aspects of yourself come out, you're like, there's nothing I can do to stop this because you're hard-headed enough because you take after me. But, buddy, if you will just listen, if you will stop doing that and start working on this, things are going to be so much easier on you.
Seriously. Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. It's just all you got to do is sit back and let them learn sometimes.
Oh, the Firstborn is going to have surgery on his eye December 21st. He's got, what is it called? One of the tendons in his eye pulls. So we're going to go in there and they're going to do like a partial like snip on it before he goes cross-eyed.
Okay. Well, those are like routine things nowadays, man. Modern medicine's kind of a wild thing.
A wild thing. Yeah, and that's the doctor's like, you know, I'd probably do five of these a week. He's like, it's nothing crazy. He's like, you know, we just want to make sure his vision's solid. But then you're like, man, you're putting my baby to sleep. And then you're cutting on him, and he's going to have to wear an eye patch for 48 hours. And, oh, man.
He's probably going to think it's awesome.
Oh, he's going to wake up and get ice cream, and he's going to love that. But he's also, if anybody wakes him up, he's going to probably come up throwing hands, and it's not what you really want, but that's how he wakes up. So what you want to talk about?
What else you got? Give me some of those famous Woodio headlines.
Let's see what else we have here. All right, so this one right here got me. So have you heard the conspiracy theory about Taylor Swift?
Maybe, but okay. Do go on. We're both Swifties. I think we can handle this.
So, you know, like most of the world, we're Swifties over here. I think she's an amazing songwriter. I like more of her indie stuff, folklore over some of the more poppy stuff. But it is, you know, it's all good. We're not freaking out because of who she's dating or what her political beliefs are. I don't care about that shit. I like good music. Outside of that, who cares? But there is a remarkable likeness between Taylor Swift and the daughter of the founder of the Church of Satan.
I have seen this.
I mean, it's uncanny how much they look alike. Now, I've heard people talk about how she's a reincarnation of her, and I'm like, the fact that she's still alive makes me that one already really far-fetched. But yes. there's talks about Taylor Swift being a clone, and that, you know, there's all these demonic imageries in her music videos and, you know, backwards messages in her albums. I'm like, who can actually listen to an album backwards right now?
Like, this the internet is made for this, dude. I can't tell you how many times I get off on some weird Bigfoot alien stuff on the internet, dude. It's more often than I care to admit.
So, yeah, Bigfoot's never been one of those big ones that, like, I've just, like, absolutely been about. I like ghosts more. Aliens, definitely love aliens. But, yeah, the Bigfoot one, and I think because Bigfoot actually, in my mind, is so easy to believe, it's hard for me to, like, just jump into that one, because even if there's nothing currently, it's not hard to believe that at some point in time there was a giant ape. Walk around the
world. Oh, absolutely, dude. Bigfoot definitely happened or is happening.
Mm-hmm. It's like, why can we not come to one solid conclusion if there's ghosts and hauntings? Some people will tell you they've had experiences and you can't convince them that they haven't been haunted or they haven't seen possessions. And then other people tell you there's no such thing. But I think it's just one of those things that, like, it truly gets me, because, like, I'm definitely into the idea of residual hauntings where, you know, something so horrific happens in an area that energy is stuck there, because it goes back to, you know, everything that is everything that will be. Right. So energy can get locked someplace, just like there's mass that will never be reclaimed by the earth anytime soon because it's locked in a box 6 feet underneath the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of why I'm a big cremation guy. Like, I mean, I came from the earth. Just put me back the easiest and fastest way you can. Don't care about...
I'm water soluble.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's those, like, can things come back is what I always get super interested in. But, yeah, I love all the conspiracies. Oh, zombies? Like, I think it's just a matter of time before some sort of actual fungus happens and we are all living with the reality of The Last of Us.
That's probably the best take on that situation, for sure.
Well, since, I mean, there's already fungus that can do that to ants, I mean, it would just take the right mutation and the right host getting caught. I mean, and The Last of Us is the real thing. Whether or not we're all going to have flowers blooming out of our skulls, you know, might be determined, but I mean,
I'm good if I never find out.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
You know, I like little park. Modern luxuries and amenities.
See, that's what I think all of, like, these shows get it wrong. I mean, maybe that'll happen in major cities. Maybe they can be taken over really fast. But I think, like, rednecks and, you know, trailer trash are going to be just fine. A lot of guns, a lot of excitement.
Yeah, I'd be really hard pressed outside of the metro areas if Texas is good, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, when you think about, like, also, like, how fast the body can break down in either extreme hots or extreme colds if you're not properly, like, if zombies are just walking through the desert or through some of the hot, like, you know, southern areas. That humidity is going to break those bodies down so fast that, I mean, yeah, you might have to worry about, like, that skull over on the ground with the jaw flapping, but it's not going to be just a swarm. Or it'll happen so fast we're all dead and it won't matter.
I got to lose a couple LBs before then.
No. Yeah, that one does terrify me. So do you get a chance to read anymore?
Kind of reading?
Yeah, have you been reading anything? Audiobooks?
What have I been reading? Daniel Warren Johnson's new Transformer series. That's been fun, which they're dubbing the Energon universe. So this is where G.I. Joe and Transformers coexist in the same universe. Okay. So Skybound is starting to do right now. So I think they just released, like, Duke number one, Snake Eyes number one. If they're not released, they're coming out soon. But I think I've said this before, Daniel Warren Johnson's my favorite writer, artist. I have actually gone out of my way to go make sure I'm current on those books. Those are really, really good. That's all I'm really doing, man. Outside of that, I haven't really gotten into anything, man. I reading took a back seat too, man. I read phase one and two of the High Republic. I think phase three is just now kicking off.
I haven't
the time nor the attention span. I might still pick them up so I can revisit it someday.
Yeah. I mean, I've got stuff downloaded and saved that I just haven't had a chance. Like, I've been able to listen to a little bit more stuff this week, but since my primary job now is writing and training, you know, it's kind of hard to be like, hey, man, just shut up in between stops. I'm going to listen to this audiobook. You know, you're kind of coaching in between.
Yeah, I'm not in a truck anymore either.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things where, like, everything's kind of falling off. And then, obviously, you know, we're in spooky season, so I was definitely doing a lot more, like, rereading. Like, for some reason, The House of Usher definitely inspired it, but started reading a lot more, or rereading Edgar Allan Poe.
Mask of the Red Death, perhaps?
Yeah, so there's one. Have you seen The Fall of the House of Usher?
I haven't, man. My TV watching has still just kind of remained the same.
Yeah. So
I'm watching The Rings of Power right now. I just started those.
Okay. But yeah, so The Fall of the House of Usher overall is based off of a short story. And then character names definitely come straight for Edgar Allan Poe, and different things that happen to different characters, like their episode arcs, is definitely based off of short stories. And The Masquerade of the Red Death is one of the first ones and kind of more shocking, you know, scenes. So I don't want to get into it because I definitely recommend it. But yeah, definitely that one was one of those things that inspired the Poe. And then last weekend we were going to go see The Marvels, but ended up deciding to go see the new Hunger Games. So I've never read any of the Hunger Games, but I've seen all the movies.
Nor have I, yeah.
And I really felt like this one was just, this should have been like, you know, I don't know who owns the Hunger Games, like television rights, but I felt like this should have been more of a mini series, because it honestly is like, it's based off one character in different arcs of his life.
Long form storytelling is just the way to go nowadays, man. Like, I do enjoy a movie, but here's the thing. I'm not going to watch a 4-hour movie. I want to see Killers of the Flower Moon really bad, but I'm not going to sit in a movie theater for 4 hours, dude. I'm just not going to do it. Give me 4 1-hour episodes. I can make it happen over the course of, you know, a lifetime, but still.
And I mean, I'm looking forward to Rebel Moon, just because
that looks cool.
I enjoy a lot of his work, but he's so fucking pretentious. And I know it's going to be long unnecessarily because there's going to be details. I truly think that he thinks that he's the Stephen King of filmmaking.
I could see that. That's a good way to put it.
Like, I mean, and Stephen King, fantastic horror writer, but he'll spend half a page describing a button on a shirt.
Yeah.
It's just how he is. Either you can like it or you hate it. But I feel like that's kind of how, you know, Zach is. So I'm looking forward to it, but I already know I'm not going to watch that movie in one sitting because it's going to be too damn long.
Yeah, it's just, I'm not going to do it, dude. A movie needs to be 90 minutes, 3 30-minute acts, get in, get out.
Yeah.
No more, no less.
I mean, what's your favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
Ooh, that's tough, dude. Okay. Because I also consider him a two-way actor. What's my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger action movie?
Okay, I'll take either one.
My favorite Schwarzenegger action movie is probably, it's probably T2.
Absolutely fantastic film.
My favorite comedy movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger, it's probably Jingle All the Way.
I love it. Do you feel like those movies have a lot of fat on them?
No, 90 minutes. Get in, get out.
Yeah. How hard is that? You have a major star. You know that English is a second language. Obviously, those movies were made after he's definitely developed his English a lot better. But the reality is, you're keeping your story tight and cohesive, and you're telling a great story. Why do you have to draw things out? I love Dune. Oh, it was great. I'm really happy they broke into two pieces.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's probably one of the better Josh Brolin films I've seen in a while. And I mean, he's not a major character in it. And I enjoyed Jason Momoa. Okay, so
yeah, Momoa's in it too, huh?
Yeah. I have not seen the first Aquaman movie. Did not realize that Boba Fett. What's that?
I think I own it.
I didn't realize Boba Fett was playing his father in the movie.
Yep. Tamara Morrison's his dad, yeah.
That one completely caught me off guard because he's in the trailer for the new one. I was like, hey.
Speaking of trailers, have you seen the Furiosa trailer?
What's it called?
Furiosa, the Mad Max prequel.
Oh, yeah. You sent that off into one of our group texts. So the thing about it, is that like the prequel to Charlize Theron's character in the last movie?
Yeah. That's who she plays as Furiosa.
Okay, because at first, like, I was like, okay, this is interesting. And I saw the paint coming along, and then I saw the mechanical arm. I was like, oh, okay, that's what I feel like.
Yeah, this is supposed to be 45 years before, or no, 45 years after, like, the whole Fallout thing. So this is about as prequel as it gets, but looks super cool, dude. George Miller is just, like, doesn't pull any punches.
That's wild because, I mean, that like the first Mad Max film is happening as everything's breaking down.
I'm going
to go here. Well, I was about to say, so for there to be that big of a gap in the times between this movie that's coming out and the last Mad Max film, I'm like, what time frame, like how old is Max in these movies?
So it's 45 years after the, like when everything went to shit.
Okay.
Yeah. So the time between the movies is probably 20 years, give or take.
Yeah.
Do you guys Elf on the Shelf?
No, absolutely not.
We are an Elf on the Shelf family.
I can respect it, but it's okay. So even though I wake up early, I drink my coffee, I'm not really a morning person. But I have to wake up early, so I go to bed early. So it's one of
the things. We're an Elf on the Shelf family, but I don't actually do much except clean up and put the elf away. But I have a special guest to the special guest, who's going to go ahead and tell us what we're doing for tonight's Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, nice.
You're funny. So I was pretty much already laying down, getting the baby to sleep, and I was like, damn, I forgot the elf. So we're going to send our child on a scavenger hunt, and I'm just going to give her random clues, running her around the house until she finds this damn elf.
Hey, great plan.
Easy as Elf on the Shelf is, guys.
Hey, she got Christmas jammies last night. I think that's pretty good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're dismissed.
No, that's great. You get to burn a little energy off, and, I mean, you keep it fun, but... Yeah, it's one of those things where I don't think that I'm creative enough to keep up with it.
Oh, and I've had like, I'm like, hey, this would be a good idea. I'm like, oh yeah, that would be a good idea. And then we never do my idea. We already have this planned out, dude. I don't need your fucking advice.
Got this whole thing planned out for this whole month. You sit down, shut up.
It is fun. It's fun that she's still, you know, we're still at that age where they still believe. It just adds a little fun. I will say she got up at 6 this morning, like, where's my elf? Like, okay, it's a school day. You don't need to be waking up at 6.
Wait a second. How early or how late are you guys sleeping on a school day?
So school here starts at 8:45.
Oh, yeah.
So, back in bed. I mean, I'm up, but, like, the girls, we don't really get them rolling until about, you know, when she wakes up. But, like, if it's going to be past 7, you know, that's when we're, you know, hitting the triangle.
Yeah. See, I mean, drop-off for the oldest starts at 7:30.
Oh, yeah. 7:25. She's barely out of jammies by then.
Yeah, and then you can drop the baby off at daycare as early as 7:30. And how the accountant does it, she comes through, drops the oldest off, and then goes up the road, drops the baby off, and then she just continues up.
I love how you have never...
goes pretty much up the same road, and she ends up at the hospital she works for.
I love that you have never steered away from calling your wife the accountant in how many episodes now? Did you ever slip up and call her that at home?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's okay. That's why I call her. I mean,
that's your pet name for her. I get it. Well, you're into it, dude. Okay.
I mean, when you've known somebody for 20 years and you just celebrated 14 years of marriage, it's like if she calls me by my legal name, I feel like something wrong has happened. And it's pretty much in reverse.
Parts of you will end up in the yard.
Yeah. And it's pretty much the same with her. Like, I can't tell you the last time I said her first name to her.
That's funny.
Honey, sugar. Sometimes if I'm trying to get her attention, I'll call her by her middle name.
But that is a unique problem that I've found myself in recently. So I have, you know, I'm the same way, pet names for everybody. But mm-hmm. I have a new baby that I'm having to develop a new steer because I can't use the same thing that I call my oldest daughter.
Yeah,
to her. So I'm figuring that out right now.
Yeah, because the firstborn is, was almost seven before his brother was born. He has gotten a Rolodex of nicknames. So yeah, I find myself in the same boat where I'm like, exactly. Oh, I can't call the baby this because, you know, I don't want him to think that he's losing something to his baby.
Exactly.
Brother.
Yeah, I find myself doing the exact same thing.
It's like he was an only child for 6 years. He's already, things are changing. I'm trying not to make him feel like anything else major. Or, like I said, I don't want him to feel like anything was taken away from him.
Absolutely.
Man, Jade, this has been a blast. I appreciate you coming on. Is there anything you want to get off your chest? Anything, any crazy things that you've been thinking?
Is there anything I've been thinking? Yeah, dude, I'm a pressure cooker of thoughts up here, but could I express them? Probably not. I sent you a picture prior to this recording of me in a garage with my neighbor.
Yeah.
We were definitely on Modelo time, my man.
I want to know how many of those are from today.
Every single one of them you saw in that picture.
Oh, good Lord.
So, we're talking a lot.
Let's see, you want to? You get a whole case of glass bottle Modelo's here.
Minimum, yeah, 100%, dude. So that's been fun, man. You know, just yeah. Do I have anything wild? Nothing crazy, man. Yeah, I'm really glad I got to come on with Dio. Yeah, every time I listen to this show, I'm like, I wish Heath would invite me. I've got a bunch of crazy random things I want to say and do. And then you get here and you're like, what was I thinking about? Like, yeah. You know, just I'm glad you're able to capture those thoughts because they're fleeting, right? They're in and out. But you put them down.
There's times that I've finished up recording and been like, oh crap, I gotta write this down. There was something that like came up 3 days ago that I thought that I wanted to bring that up. But yeah, sometimes they come, sometimes they go, and sometimes they like something hits you like days later and you're like, ah. And then you have weeks go by where, like I said last week, I recorded two episodes and the audio just completely crapped out. And I have no clue what happened. I couldn't recover it. So yeah, now I'm like, I know I've talked about this, but did I talk about this at something that I actually released?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I might just start putting those down, giving you some little audio tidbits here and there when I do have those random thoughts.
Do it. Now, okay. Before I let you go, one thing, any company, if you could just get talk to one person, what is something out of any of your nerddoms that you would want somebody to make? something that could be brought back from the past and just updated to modern times. I mean, what is that one thing from at any point in time in the past that you would like to see brought back?
Gosh, is there anything that that hasn't happened? I feel like everything's been rekindled. Okay, yeah, this is what I want. I don't care who makes it, I want 32-ounce plastic cups with toppers similar to those from the Phantom Menace that were across Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut.
Oh, was it Pizza Hut? For some reason, like Long John Silver's jumped in my brain.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was just those three, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC, because I think they're all owned by the same company. But yeah, something in those veins. You have young kids, I have young kids. Kids' meals today, their toys suck. Who wants a book? Who wants a cardboard puzzle?
Yeah.
Give me toys. That's what I want. I know that wasn't the question, but that's what I want. I want good Happy Meal toys again.
No, it completely makes sense. I mean, you sent me a commercial from McDonald's in the early 80s, and the Happy Meal wasn't a box. It was a recreation, it wasn't just like the square, like standard Happy Meal box. It was the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard. I know you can't do that in 2023. People will burn down McDonald's to the ground for putting, the racist car on there. But it was the General Lee. You take that top off. So now you got a General Lee car. Plus you had a toy in there in the Happy Meal.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. We used to get all kinds of stuff. Trick-or-treat buckets.
Yes.
The fact is we were getting plastic. I feel like now it's like something you have to put stickers on, or it's something dumb like a figure that doesn't move or have an action feature. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And Whataburger, what are we doing? Why are we not giving kids toys anymore at Whataburger? What's going on with that?
They get gummies.
Yeah. They should be happy. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? I love Whataburger. It is one of my favorite, it is my favorite burger place. Mm-hmm. Why do we not have Happy Meal toys? What a meal toys. Excuse me.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to have you answer the next question, and I'm just going to end this recording. Honestly, to everybody that's listening, thank you very much. Again, we're recording in December. Guys, seriously, do not let the season or the meaning for this get away from you. Don't worry about putting yourself in a financial hole. Don't let yourself get into those bad mental places. Take care of yourselves. Stay strong. All right, Jake.
Yes, Heath.
From favorite to least favorite, Ninja Turtles. So who you got?
So this has changed a lot as I've grown. Let me give you 1990s Jade favorite to least favorite. There's Donatello. Then it was Raphael. Then it was Michelangelo. Then it was Leonardo. Oh. Then 2023 Jade. 2023 Jade is Michelangelo all the way, because I'm a party dude. He's a party dude.
Absolutely.
Then we're going Raphael. He stays in number two. Leonardo becomes number three now. And number four, my favorite turtle, is Donatello. They have made him a wimp. You're a sissy nerd wimp with glasses, and nobody likes you anymore, Donatello. I'm sorry.
And like that, guys, we're out. Love you guys. Thank you. Bye.